You can just
cook. Well, we call that snap meat.
Snap meat?
That's right.
And are there any other kinds?
Well, you have a snap bean, that's the regular bean, and you can let them get matured enough, and you have to shell them then to eat them. And we have we have what we call the butter bean. We got both kinds of that. We got the speckled butter bean and the white one. And we have another one.
Those are beans that do have to be shelled, right?
That's
like the butter beans.
The butter beans, you have to shell them because what we call the snap bean, you need that, the hull and all, if you get it whenever it's tender.
Yeah.
But after it gets tough, well, you have to shell it down, just eat the bean there, just the bean.
What would you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be cooked and eaten?
Well, we always call it the leaves, turnip top or leaf, either one.
And it's the same thing for beets?
Same thing for beets. I've never tried to eat no beet top, but I've talked with a good many people that did eat them. They said they're all right if you can get them whenever they're tender enough.
Right. Do beets grow around here?
They'll grow here. They don't grow too good, but you can grow them.
What would you call corn that you just shuck and is cooked and eaten with your hands?
Well, that's what we call a roasted ear.
Roasted ear?
Yeah, that's right.
And how about, what would you call a small animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it runs along the ground and it's got light brown with dark brown stripes on its body? It's a little, it's only about this big. It has a bushy tail, kind of, and it has a light brown stripe to the dark brown stripe down its back.
We don't have any of them here, but further up the country, they call them, don't they call them woodchuck or something?
Woodchuck?
I believe that's what they call them, woodchuck.
Yeah. They don't have a bushy tail. They have dark brown stripes, and they run along the ground.
Yeah, well, we got what we call a ground mole. It runs under the ground. They make tunnels and run under the ground. We call that a ground mole, but he's only real large one, and it's only about that long. And they're about the size, you know what a house old rat is.
Yeah.
About their body's about that size, but the ground mole don't get very long.
But you don't have any little animals here that sort of have light and dark brown stripes?
I don't remember.
They store nuts like. They store nuts in their cheese,
you know,
sort of like a squirrel does, but
they're
smaller,
and thin too. We don't have any of them that we have, what they call the old skunk, and you know, but he's, you know what I'm talking about, he's a pretty big thing, but he has a real big, large house.
The skunk is the animal that's got a black and white stripes, right?
I don't remember any of them at all.
And it smells bad.
That's what we call a skunk here. We call that a skunk here. And we've got, now, we used to didn't have, but we got what we call the armadillo. You ever see one?
Yeah, we just saw one today, in fact. I didn't know that they even lived around here at all.
I used to deer hunt in the Ocala Forest down there, the Ocala. It was a load of gummy. It was regular ground for hunting deer and stuff like that. And the first I ever saw, I saw them in there. I had read of them a few years before that, but I never did see one till I deer hunted down there.
Yeah, they're really strange looking little animals, aren't
they? Yeah, he resembles a possum, and it's about four or five different things that he resembles, you see. He's got that hull on, he resembles a gopher or any hard-shelled turtle or something like that. But